The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bill Brodygood, Chief Executive Officer and Technical Director of Alien Metals UFOs ticker. Bill, thanks for joining me.
Justin, always a pleasure. Good morning.
Yeah, man. Happy New Year. I'm not sure when we stop saying that, but it's still January, early January. So, and news out, you're progressing there at the Hancock Iron Ore Project. Drilling identifies extensions there, and we'll dig into that before we do. Bill, as always, if you could give a summary of all parts of the business, please.
Sure, yeah. Well, we have three core projects, the Hancock and Brockman Iron Ore Projects in the Pilbara, the Elizabeth Hill Money North, and with recent announcements and hopeful just finalising the completion of the acquisition of the Money project as well, and then our projects in Mexico, the two silver and the copper projects in lovely Zacatecas state of Mexico.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, so take us through this then. You said that the drilling identifies extensions to the Hancock Iron Ore Project. Then we'll talk about what it's like at the moment in Australia, dealing, you know, from this part of the world with that part of the world. But take us through this on the highlights, if you could, Bill.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. So, we completed the third phase of reverse circulation drilling before Christmas. We managed to end up with 46 holes for just over 1,150 meters. Mm. Those were both to infill the current resources on Ridges C and E to hopefully upgrade the resources from inferred to indicated. We also managed to do some extension drilling to continue doing our expansion, our exploration work to increase the the resource size by finding new high-grade material. At the same time, we managed to the guys managed to get about 60 rock chip samples on new mainly the new ridges that we've talked about over the last few months that we're now very excited to start working up. And from those results that we got from the lab very recently, Ridge H, one of the ridges to the south, which is 5 to 6 kilometers long within our tenement. We've got an 800 meter long high grade surface expression of a new area of high grade material. So we didn't manage to get the rig on there this time, but that's going to be one of the focuses for the next phase of work. Probably now in after Easter, after the cyclone season. And then we also took an opportunity while we had the team on site. We took a bulk sample for metallurgical testing for, as part of the development, the mining side of things, the processing and development knowledge increase that we need to be able to understand, the mining processes that we'll need. Any sort of network that'll be needed, and as importantly, the split of the what's called the lump to the fine for sort of the value of the product too.
Excellent stuff. You're certainly making more progress than Novak Djokovic in Australia, Bill. I gotta say that. So it's still continuing, but you do say there's some delays happening there. What's it like? What's it like having to deal with that? And especially from where you are over there. I mean, I assume the worst is behind us, isn't it? Really.
I believe it is. I mean, Western Australia has been shut for many, many months now, and they've sort of kept even to go into the state, you had to do your 14 days, strict hotel quarantine, both for international and local travel, interstate travel. The labs, obviously, the buildup of, the backlog of analysis at the labs is probably getting bigger. We sadly envisage probably a 3-month turnaround for these current RC drill samples, which is, frustrating, but we're able to manage that because we're not really looking at, other than the core drilling going on now, we envisage getting back properly on site after Easter, when the cyclone season's finished, it's cooler, it's optimum field time, and that hopefully I and my fellow geologists can actually get there ourselves and spend some time on the ground supporting the field work, you know, tapping some rocks. I genuinely think now we are going to, we are over the worst. There will be still the backlog to sort of work through in terms of analysis of samples, in terms of catch up on, say, some programs and having more availability of drill rigs. But we envisage that that'll improve over the next few months to enable us to do a bigger program going forward into the middle of the year, both at Hancock and, as we mentioned in the announcement, you know, I'm hoping to do a maiden drilling at Brockman, the western tenement, in the coming year anyway, with a lot less, I suppose, dare I say, hassle or sort of compound issues of sort of, you know, availability and backlog issues.
Yeah. And you mentioned that you're hoping to get results soon. Are you in communication with the guys there, the testing guys, the lab guys?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're all, and I suppose you've got to appreciate that everyone who's working is in the same position. Mm. Everyone always, you know, what we do is results driven, so the results are very important. However, the advantage of having these handheld XRF units with care and being clear that they are indications, they're not final results, does improve our ability to keep working and keep looking to the next stage. Constantly in touch. I mean, you know, I'm able to talk to the on-site team pretty much daily if I want to, you know, with the development of things, WhatsApp and Zoom and everything else. And then, we're always talking to the labs just sort of keeping tabs and encouraging, but not pushing too hard to push us to the back of the queue because we're annoying rather than, we're a reasonable client and they understand our needs.
Yeah, it's a fine line between politely nudging and being annoying.
Absolutely. So, I think we've got good relationships with the labs. We've given them steady work over the last sort of year, 18 months. We pay on time. We get on with it and they know there's more coming. So we just keep a good relationship and keep them honest as well, I suppose.
Yeah. So you're quite bullish for 2022 then, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Hancock's very exciting. I mean, everywhere we turn, there's more ridges that we need to work on. As I said, I'm planning a bigger campaign to really start increasing our knowledge and exploring a much wider area that we're excited to do. Having Brockman about to in a better position to be able to drill, that looks very exciting too. With Elizabeth Hill and Money Money North and Money Money itself, should that come through, that's a fantastic project in its own right. I mean, platinum, palladium, rhodium, all these exciting commodities are very much at the forefront of demand and development, you know, global development now. So we'll be in a fantastic position with that. And with Mexico, you know, we're very confident we're going to be able to actually get those holes, start drilling those holes very soon. Easily within the next few months to get those back on track as well. So yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah, absolutely marvelous stuff. Well, if you could, Bill, then if someone's listening, likes the sound of this, but not yet following the story, as always, if you could give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Alien Metals to their watch list, please.
Yeah, sure. I suppose just really reiterate what I just said. I mean, the three core projects, all three of them have fantastic potential. We've already got a maiden resource on the iron ore, which we're very confident we're going to increase significantly in a short space of time. The Elizabeth Hill Money Money project is, you know, shaping up to now be something really significant with all that ground and those different targets and different resources. Don't forget, we've got two resources historic ones, but their resources are on one block of sort of larger block of ground once hopefully the deals are done. And then, you know, getting Mexico back on track. I mean, silver's a great commodity, and the more I read about it, the more important it is for, you know, antibacterial, but also in the EV industry. So be really excited to get those going. And so sort of watch this space, really.
Marvellous stuff. Bill, good to chat to you. And like I say, lots going on, so hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
I hope so. You take care as well, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.